Well, I remember getting my first Ray Charles CD when I was probably about 8 or 9 years old, and I would listen to it in my Walkman at school. And it was one of the only CDs that I had at the time because I believe I saved up with my own money to buy it. And it was a greatest hits compilation, and I had never really heard much about Ray beforehand. But the first song that caught my ear, like most people, was Georgia On My Mind, and I just thought that it was, you know, a really gorgeous, stunning arrangement and music from a different place, something like I'd never heard before. And then I started to get a lot more into his kind of dance stuff, his swing stuff, into his Twist albums and, you know, What I Say and so many different hits that rolled along after. But then, you know, once I was a little bit older, Genius Loves Company came out. And I thought, okay, well, I knew that Ray Charles wasn't in the best health, that he was getting up there, you know, in age. And at that time, they had been doing the movie Ray with Jamie Foxx. And I remember buying the album. I'm not too sure if it was just before that movie came out or just after. And it was just like the first time that I had that first Ray Charles CD. I couldn't stop listening to it. Every single song I found to be really touching. And even, you know, when I was around 11, 12 years old, there was a weight to that album. There was something that really stood out to me as being a lot more special than any kind of compilations or, you know, collaborative albums at the time. And I think that when I listen back to it now, what stands out most is the admiration that those artists working with Ray on those tracks actually had for him, and how it just kind of jumps off the album. And you can tell that these people are sitting in the studio with their hero, probably thinking, how did I ever get to the point where I'm able to do an album with Ray Charles, not knowing if it's going to be his last album and not knowing of the legacy that it was going to leave later on. But I think that if I was in that situation where I had to record something with my hero or somebody of the stature of Ray Charles, I think I'd be losing my mind. I don't think I'd be able to get anything done. But for a special shout out, I would have to say that I just love Norah Jones' track that opens up, you know, the whole album. Here We Go Again, I think, is one of the most beautiful songs ever written. And I just think that it almost sounds like a father and a daughter singing back and forth. And there's something really, really, really beautiful about it. But man, you gotta love Ray. Genius. Rest in peace.